Let me read you a verse. Zephaniah 3:17. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. Let me ask you a question. Be honest with yourself. Is this how you would describe how you see the Lord? These phrases. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. Do you picture the mighty, saving Lord God, your Father, my Father? In your mind, is this a God that rejoices over you, that rests in his love for you, that rejoices with joy and singing, actual singing? Do you see God that way? Here's why it's important. However we see God is pretty much how we're going to act. My pastor sometimes says, the most important part of us is how we think about God. That's really what matters. Have you ever met that person? Maybe they're a relative of yours or a friend, or just someone that you know casually, maybe in your church or at your job. They are so happy. Whenever you think of them, you have to picture them smiling or laughing. Are you picturing somebody right now? Even better, they are so thrilled over the smallest things. If you give them a dollar, they're as happy as a kid in a candy store. If you gave them the smallest act of kindness, a note, shared something from your lunch with them, you would have thought they won the lottery. They're so happy. They're inherently happy. Everything is bonus with them. Do you have this person in your life? Are you acquainted with someone like that? Pretty much all of us know this seemingly naturally happy person. Now let me ask you, do you enjoy giving that person things? Do you like to surprise them with gifts just because they are so excited to receive the gift? I'm picturing a friend right now. If I were to give her a candle and a gift bag, or even a candy bar, she would go on. And you know, I know she'd be authentic. Not gushy or flattery or anything, but I know it would authentically, truly make her day. Something so small. Any little favor I would do, any small gesture, I get an immediate text from this person, so grateful for everything. You know what? I want to give them things. I want to do favors for them. I want to invite them to my party. I want to sit with them if I see them at a party. I want to sit with them in a business meeting. I just want to be near this person. I feel accepted by this person. I feel like it's in my power to make this person happy, and that's exactly what I want to do. Now, let's go back to what Zephaniah 3 says about God. If we thought about God in this context, which we know it's true because the Bible says it, he rejoices, he has great joy, he sings, he is totally at peace, and he rests in his love. To me, that means I'm absolutely accepted unconditionally with him. Just being with me makes him happy. It's easy to make him smile. He loves to break out into song. Now, if I saw my Heavenly Father in that light, do you know what would be the automatic end result of that? I would jump
to make him happy because I thought I could. It wouldn't be hard for me to do. I would just do anything to make him smile because I know that he wants to smile on me, that he just loves me. He just, it just makes him smile to be with me. I'm his child. If we gained the proper view of how much God loves us and how accepted and unconditionally loved and happy God is with us, we may act a completely different way. Unfortunately, we maybe have bought into the stern, hard to please, judging God who we really can't do enough to satisfy, that he's really never going to be very happy with us because we just keep sinning. We're, you know, just this fallen humanity, and he remembers we're dust and he's gracious and merciful, but hey, it's only because of Jesus, and it's really, he doesn't really care that much about us for ourselves. That is wrong. That is unbiblical. That is not the character of God. Moms, let me talk to you for a second. How do you feel about your little babies? Your small children. When they come up and give you a dandelion from the yard. When you watch them sleeping at night. When they just want to cuddle with you. There's no pretense. You just feel this tugging in your heart. It's hard to describe the amount of love. Is it bringing tears to your eyes right now? It is to mine. It's hard to describe a mother's love, the amount of it. Do they have to do something to make you happy with them? No. They're yours. They are yours. That warm toddler feel when they're sleepy, just getting up, and they're warm and they're in there in their sleepy footy pajamas, and they climb on your lap with their bedhead hair and their sweet baby smell. Perfect. Perfect happiness. My friend, that's how God feels about you. He is a happy, joyful, loving God who rests in his love for you. It's not trying to be enough. It's not trying to do enough. It's just climbing up on daddy's lap and snuggling in. That's what God the Father's relationship with us can be. All that we have to do is understand how much he loves us. If that seems impossible to you, please ask the Holy Spirit to open your eyes and your heart to how God actually feels about you. He loves you, my friend. He loves you so much. You're safe with him. You make him smile and want to sing over you like a nighttime lullaby to a small child. This week, I'm asking you to just rest in that love he has for you. I believe it will change everything. I love you, friends. Have a great week.